note of joy. Here's another edition of Moments of Melody. Dr. George W. Truett was entertained on one occasion at the home of a wealthy oil man. After dinner, his host showed him all of his earthly riches, saying, "It's all mine. I own everything as far as you can see." With sweeping gestures, the proud millionaire pointed to the east, the west, the north, and the south. Dr. Truett laid a loving hand on the man's shoulder, pointing upward, said quietly, "My friend, how much do you own in that direction?" A spiritually poor man. The man dropped his head in shame and said, "I never thought of that." It is well for all of us to stop and think about this matter. Some people have treasures on earth, some store theirs in heaven. Moth, rust, and thieves can touch these treasures on earth and take them away. Or as someone has put it, bugs, bacteria, and bandits can destroy the treasures of this earth. But bugs, bacteria, and bandits cannot touch heavenly treasures. Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, the Lord Jesus speaking. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Many people giving advice these days on how to beat inflation. Advice like buying gold and precious metals and then storing it away. Not many giving the advice of storing up treasures in heaven, when actually that's the best advice. That's the advice of the Lord Jesus, as he reminds us, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."